Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Rob Jamas is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a longtime 12-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including The Bible on Selling, Customer-Centered Selling, the second edition, by the way, I have in my presence. Robert L. Jamas is the name on that book. Also, The Way of the Road Warrior, on and on. He's probably got one or two that he's written in the last 2 weeks that I haven't seen. And he joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about how to take care of our people and how to, including our customers. Rob Jamas, welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Rob, I remember you and I, the thing that Rob and I have in common, besides being a couple of handsome guys, is that we're both Xeroids. We both work for Xerox, overlapping only a little bit back in the early 80s. Rob, I remember being a young pup with Xerox, and the manager of the whole our region came to our little office, and I'd only been with the company about a year. They were standing around, and my manager and he and another manager for some reason the big guy called me over and brought me into the little circle there, and he stuck his finger right in my chest. He poked me right in the chest, and he looked at my manager and he said, "I want you to hire more people like him." Now that was a long time ago, and I've never forgotten it.
Yep. See how you remember that?
And I can still feel his finger on my chest. He poked me. He didn't look at me. He looked at the manager. He said, "Hire more people like him." And that was a big deal to me.
I really believe
that set me on a path to doing more with Xerox over the next few years than maybe I would have done.
Stunning what a little recognition will do, isn't it?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
It is.
Yep.
You know what? I want you to keep this number in mind as we talk. I'm going to taunt you with this number. 86%. Now, what do you think that number represents?
I don't know.
86% is the number that a company named Zenger Miller, that's who I'm going to quote this source from, did a research study and found that 86% of those who terminate from a job list lack of recognition as the reason why they left.
And in 40 plus years of reading exit strategy surveys, I've never seen once, and I mean I've been reading these things for 40 years, not one time have I ever seen where compensation was number one.
That's right.
It's almost always not being recognized, not feeling appreciated by their bosses or their management.
Right. Let's hold it for our last segment so we make sure everybody stays with us. But I'll promise you this. I'll give you 20 ways to recognize somebody that doesn't involve money at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Won't cost you a nickel.
No. And by the way, that's probably, if we look at it from management side, and there's a couple of reasons why they don't recognize people the way they should, but their number one reason is, I don't have more money in the budget to pay somebody.
They'll ask me they're going to say, well, if I brag on him, he'll ask me for a raise.
He'll ask me for a raise, or it's going to make things very difficult come performance review.
Yeah.
Because there are many elements to the job, and this is one of them. But that's not the fault of the person who's overperforming in a particular area. That's the fault of the manager not knowing how to give recognition and how to be exact and pointed with the recognition. What I wouldn't do, Jim, is bring you to my office, poke you in the stomach, and say, "I just want you to know you're a swell guy."
Yeah.
Well, okay, then in 2 months, make sure we get swell guy on my performance review and let me have the highest review there is. I understand the vulnerability of the manager. I'm just saying that's not the employee's fault. It's the manager's fault for not knowing how to recognize.
Well, you know, if I have an employee who has a bad day, you know, they did something bonehead, and maybe it's even something I had to kind of counsel them on, so to speak. So at the end of the day, we didn't have a good day together. The next day, they did something really good. And it wasn't really redeeming themselves. They just did something good. Well, I'm not minimizing my previous counseling job by just seeing them do that something good and saying, "Hey, good job." That's not diluting anything. It's a way of redeeming them, isn't it?
It's not only a way of redeeming them, but let's take that. That's one of the biggest problems, and we'll get to the solutions. But one of the biggest problems is we're waiting for something big to happen to recognize Jim Blasingame.
Right.
You know, there are people out there who just get to their desk on time, but they do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, if we took them aside and told them how important that was to us and how we personally appreciated that without any ifs, ands, or buts about the other job, do you think they're going to be late tomorrow morning? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, a lot of times this will inspire people. But that's the second biggest problem that we have with managers, once we get past the cost, is they're looking for something monumental to recognize someone for, and they don't need to. A point in the belly like you got is a story that inspired you for decades to follow. Decades. And I don't think it uninspired you in other areas.
No, it made me want to go, you know, knock them dead. Made me want to go sell stuff.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, Jim, for every 10 people we hire, we've got one superstar with a star on the door. We're still going to recognize them, but that was the best hire we ever made. We got one that was a mistake, okay? And then we have eight others
also
that can go in any direction.
Yeah.
And that's where success or failure is going to come with this company. And those are the ones we've got to keep an eye on, because they're not necessarily spectacular yet. They're hovering.
Well,
they can go right or left.
And management by walking around will allow you to catch them doing something right, as the recently late Stephen Covey would say if he were here. By the way, we lost him yesterday, and I haven't talked about that yet. I will later this week. But he would say, catch them doing something right. And
no, I didn't know Stephen passed away.
Yeah, he just did yesterday. And so my point, though, is folks, when you catch them doing something right, when you're doing management by walking around, it costs you nothing to say good job or well done. That doesn't mean you want to adopt them. It just means they did a good job at that moment. And it'll reap big rewards for everybody. 20 after, right back with Rob Jarvis. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.